You would please open your Bibles to the 119th Psalm. This is where we're going to begin tonight. Don't panic, we're not going to read the whole thing. That's where we're going to start. I'd also like for you to turn in your songbook to number 435. I'm assuming everyone will be able to juggle two books. Before we begin, I'd like to take an opportunity to thank you all for inviting us to come up here. It's been an honor and it's been a privilege to spend this week with you. And you guys have been so kind and hospitable. It's just been a joy. And it's been great to see friends that we've made in the past and see how they're doing, Pat and Monica and their children and the Ledbetters, who are very special to us. And I don't know if it's good or bad, but this week I think Ledbetter and I have gotten a little closer and talked about some other things. And Cecily claims that Janet makes her spend money, so I'm not sure, you know, everything has turned out the way that some people would like it, but we really have enjoyed it. And we want to thank you for opening your homes to us. And more than that, we want to thank you for opening your hearts to us. That's been very special. And I want to thank Rachel for giving us her room for the week. It's been very comfortable. It's been very nice. So thank you very much for giving that up. I'm sure she did it voluntarily. And it's one of the ways in which she has learned to honor her father and her mother, kind of anticipating what they might want. But we certainly have enjoyed the week, and I hope, you know, that the lessons have been beneficial, because my visit with y'all has been beneficial for us, and we've learned some things, and it's reinforced some things in my mind too about some things that I've thought and have always thought were important. And one of the things that Kyle mentioned tonight, and it's been great, you know, getting to know Kyle and Tony too. This is the first time we've had an opportunity to be with them, and it's been a pleasure. We've had opportunities to talk about the Bible and spiritual things, and that's been great. But I appreciate what he said about his son having to stay up until midnight last night. And the reason I mention that, you may think that's not significant, but when you hear people all the time talking about, you know, how difficult it is, and we have got to make sure our children are in bed at the right time, they've got to get their homework done first, and it seems as though that we forget about the spiritual feeding that our children need as well. And I appreciate what he said. And I can remember as a young boy that it didn't matter to my parents whether or not we had homework or not. You know, Wednesday night, we went to services. Sunday, we went to services. If there was a meeting, we went. And, you know, Janet and I have tried to do the same thing, you know, with our children, given the example that had been set by not only my parents, but her parents as well, and how dedicated they were in their service to God. Okay, the 119th Psalm, verse 9, says this: "Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? And the answer is by taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I laid up in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." And then in the 105th verse, he says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." This is a great psalm. The psalm talks a lot about the word of God and how important it is. But specific for young people, and young people, what I would encourage you to do, I don't know what you do with your Bibles, but I would encourage you to take a pen and mark it up.
"Light from sin, thy word the choice that rules impart. to keep the conscience clear, to keep the conscience clean. 'Tis like the
2 Peter, he starts in verse 1, and he talks about being holy as God is holy. In chapter 3 of 2 Peter, he ends it in verse 11, and he says, "Seeing that these things are thus all to be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy living and godliness?" He begins with holiness, and he ends with holiness. Now, let's talk a little bit about holiness. The word holy comes from a group of words that involves setting, being set apart. The same words come from holiness that we get our word sanctified or sanctification. And we are set apart not just to God, but we are set apart from the world. The question I would ask you, and particularly I would ask young people to think about, is when you make choices in your life, are the choices that you make indicative of a holy lifestyle? Is it holy living when you choose to participate in a particular activity? Is it holy when you choose certain friends? When you decide what kind of clothing you're going to wear? Would people look at that and they say, they're holy. And they're living a holy life and they're trying to be holy as God is holy. And you have to answer that question. But if our lives are based upon holiness and we live holily before the Lord, then a lot of the questions that we seem to be asking, we won't ask. Because we'll already know the answer. And we'll be living in such a way that we'll be depicting holiness in everything that we do. I would ask you to do that. You go to the store to look for clothes. And you look at them and you say, well, you know, what does this say about me? What does it say about my character? What does it say about who I am? Does it say that I'm trying to be holy as God is holy? Or when people look at you, are they seeing just another depiction of the world? And that's a danger. Because oftentimes, I mean, I've known of Christians that they're just so bent on being like the world that they overlooked all sorts of kinds of things. They overlooked the message they're sending by the clothes that they wear and by the words that they use and the actions and their behavior. But you see, the thing we have to fight is we live in a culture that seems to have two different standards for behavior. You got one standard over here when you're involved in the heat of some kind of competition. You can say what you want to. You can do what you want to. You can act the way you want to. And then there's another one over here that is a standard apart from all of that. But when we are living holily before the Lord, everything that we do falls under that umbrella. You don't get to use words in an athletic contest because it's an athletic contest that you would not use in your own living room. Most of the fathers that have children, young girls, are not too old to remember what it was like when you were dating. And you're not too old to remember what it was like when you saw somebody that was not dressed. This should be our request in everything, in all things. The date you pray to God. When you're in school, you pray to God.